I believe we're holding Simen Resh Chaf. We are up to Sif Beis in the middle of Haftaras Cholom, what we're supposed to do about a dream. So last week we went through this nusach a little bit of the when somebody has a dream that's bothering them. That's not necessarily bad. Somebody has a dream that's bothering them. What they're supposed to say, and in front of three people care about them, and what that was that. Now, says Mechaber Sif Beis, Yafa Tainus Levatel Chaloyim Ra Ke'esh L'Na'iris. That fasting to be mevatel a bad dream is as effective as fire to flax. Just like fire will burn flax very, very quickly, so too Tainus will go ahead and take care of a bad dream. Says the Rama. The dafke by b'yom, it has to be on that day. But filled with Shabbos, even on Shabbos, I only comment some in Reish Beiches. See in Reish Beiches more about this. Let's see Mishnah Berurah. Yafa. So he says as follows. Yeah. Ubaray sumenikai, somebody who's pregnant, a nursing ain lahiris lahamlis anis. They should not fast for a. They should not fast for a dream. They can go ahead and give money. How much money should they give? So he brings down over here, sheer pidyon tainus. So instead of a tainus, how much do you give, right? So essentially, this lady's pregnant. She has a bad dream. She wants to fast. She can't fast because we just said that we don't pass the fast. So she's sort of barring yourself out of a fast. How do you cheshbon that out? So later on in Shin Lamed Aleph, he says, she's sheer yudches ma'os. It's 18 points, but somebody who's rich should give more. The money, the reason I'm giving the money, it hurts to give away money. So you have to be giving away this money that will hurt you. So somebody who's very, very wealthy and he gives this 18 mice, we'll get more into how much that is in today's version. But regardless, it has to be the kind of money that's got you're going to feel it. If you're not going to feel it, then what does it do for you? Okay, let's see the Mishabura a little weiter. So that's again, that's with regards to a pregnant woman or a nursing woman. She can redeem her fast with money, but other people should fast. Tainus. So here comes the key point in Mishabura. Just fasting is not taking care of your bad dream. You have to also do tshuva. The tainus is the equivalent of bringing a carbon for a sin. Just like a carbon doesn't work, you know, if you don't do tshuva. The zevach, the carbon of a rasha, is disgusting to Hashem. It's a te'eva to Hashem, right? The whole point of a carbon is to be ma'ur you to tshuva. You shouldn't be a rasha. Af tainus cholam, right? So too, a tainus cholam has to be a has to be come along with tshuva. Ke'esh, you're not mechuyev to fast if you don't want to. Lisanis el rishus, it's optional. If you choose to fast, if you do choose to fast, you do say anenu by mincha, right? Even if you did not be mekabel to tainus the night before, because maybe you got the dream that night, so you couldn't be mekabel to tainus. So you do say anenu. He brings down over here. And if you're doing it on a Friday, you would finish the fast all the way till Shabbos. Okay, that is the end of fasting. Now we're going to get into this very, very interesting bracha. It's the bracha on Birchas Geshamim. We'll see. It's questionable if we do say it bezman hazeh or not. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael we do. We'll see some different shittos on this. But it's an interesting topic, even if it's not so negated to us. If you were in pain by the fact, so you're a farmer, you have a field, and you are in pain by the fact that there was no rain. So right now we see the Mechaber, we'll talk about this a little more. Mechaber is only saying that you make this bracha if you were b'tzar. You make a bracha, even if enough rain did not yet come down, that it's sufficient to solve, take away all your pain, right? But if it was the first rainfall came after you there was a problem, you can't you make this bracha. We'll see soon what the bracha is. Mishayardu kol kach sharaba el aretz, as long as enough came down, chiyala babuas min amotah. That has to be the Mishnah. The Gemara uses the expression sheyetzachasan likras kala, that the ground has to be wet and there's more water coming onto it. So the once the ground gets at least enough wet that you see the wet from the sky is touching the wet in the ground, then you would make a bracha. The two waters are meeting each other. It says, why don't we hear Ramos talking about a chutzlaris? Why don't we say this bracha? Medina said to me, to Dira Miksham, there's rain all year round. And in the Tsar and Kokach, we really don't. Yes, occasionally we run into a drought. They tell us to be a little bit more careful. But in general, in our it's not like Eretz Yisrael where you have rainy season and you have no rainy season. No rainy season, there's almost never rain. And rainy season, hopefully there's rain. Otherwise, you got a big, big problem because that's really what creates the irrigation for the entire year. So there in Eretz Yisrael, it's a much bigger thing. So the Rama says in Chutz La'aretz, where it rains all year round, this whole bracha is not even a hava minhag. We'll have to see in Eretz Yisrael is the meaning to say it or not. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So the first thing the Mechaber said, "I'm hoyu b'tzar," if a person was in pain. After the Eretz Yisrael shematzu sham yovish gadol in Eretz Yisrael, where there's everything that's extremely dry during the non-raising season. Ukshabah esag hashem, when it comes a time of rain, vageshem yoyer bizmani, and it comes on time. Kol echad sameach bay, everybody's very very happy with it. I remember many many years ago when I was young and stupid. Now I'm old and stupid. When I'd gotten into a taxi and Eretz Yisrael, I complained that it was raining and the guy went off on me, and I didn't realize that in Eretz Yisrael, when the rain comes, they are very, very happy. They call it Gashmei Bracha because, end of the day, they need that rain for the produce to grow. And if they don't have the rain, then they have shortage of produce and the prices go up and everything else. So they get it's not like here, which we're not farmers and we have rain all year round, so we don't fully appreciate it. But there, they truly there's a direct cause and effect of the lack of rain. And the rain coming in, right? Philip Stamets are Khabarak Pam Rich Shayarit. So says the Mishnah Berurah that although the Mechaber used the word if you were betzar that there was no rain, you have to make this bracha, make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says, no, you make the bracha even if there was no tzar. It was the regular off rainy season, and now the rainy season came. The first rain comes, make the bracha, even though you didn't have a delay in the rain coming. Just saying b'tzar means we were anxiously waiting for the first rain. But once the first rain, you don't make any more brachas. Only for the first rain you make the bracha. According to the Prima Gadim, it would seem that he holds that you talk it the way that what seemed to be Pashup Shan in the Mechaber is that you only make the brachas if you have a delay in rain and people are starting to get worried and nervous. Bialacha comes out Lamaisa that with the way Mishnah Berurah says over here, he goes through it extensively. Then in the Tzar and Kolkach, he says in Chutzlars don't really have this, right? So the first rain of the season, you don't have this major simcha because you're having rain all year. If you're in one, let's say you're in a city that does have rain all year round. In the Otsra, people were very, very concerned, and people were in pain because they were having a major water shortage. So you should make the bracha. So let's touch upon briefly. What about Bizmanazeh? Okay. So I'm going to read over here. Ubizmanenu Das Hagoyim Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Sharamayim. She Tochen She'eva Bracha Bracha Zu. So Reb Chaim Kanievsky held, don't make this bracha at all, even in Eretz Yisrael. She heard over that someone repeated in the name of the Chazanish. We don't fast when there is a delay in rain. It's much simpler. If we run into a drought, they truck in water from other places, they pipe in water from other places. So there's much less of a tsar than there used to be if there was no rain, and therefore we don't fast for it. Okay? You talk in chaplain in brachas haydag, birchas haydag, like shaman, b'shash yod, and brachas, says Reb Chaim, then it would seem that just like we don't fast for them, we also, it's not, because it's not such a terrible thing. It's obviously an inconvenience. It obviously costs money to bring the water in, and it's problematic, but it's not the same level of the tsar that had then. He says, therefore, we shouldn't make a bracha at either. Right? Okay, a sefer palgamayim, kosev, as called dina bracha zubazanayim. He writes all the halachas, how it applies today. The gas, v'chein das agayin, and Moshe Shtermrach. So he says that in Eretz Yisrael, if there is a the rainy season comes and doesn't start raining away right away, you should make the bracha. So he's going sort of in between. Rav Chaim saying is don't make the bracha at all, and Rav Sternberg is saying is that if there was a holdback of the rain, then you do make the bracha. The das ha'goyin Rebbe Yashiv sheyesh that he says. We should say it every year, right? El Shashir should take the tipa liquor steer any barakalchak. We're not so understanding as to what is this shear that when the water comes out to greet the other water, what's considered enough that we should make the bracha. But okay, these experts who know if the water, if the ground is ready to, if the ground is ready to be seeded and plowed. So once you should wait until they confirm that enough. Water that came down. Okay, let's start. See if Beis Mamivarach. What's the bracha you make? So it's very interesting. It's difference depending on the person. In Melech Sada, the guy doesn't own the field. I'm a Moedem Nachni Lachsha Kenu Al Moedem Nachni Lacha Hashem Lekenu Al Kol Tipa the Tipa Sheradet Talanu on every drop that you brought down to us. The Ilu Fanim Al Yishiris Kayam, and then you continue with the rest of the Nishmas, right? Go so on and so forth. Adheim Yoidi Bevarchi Shimcha until you get in the Nishmas until that point of Yoidi Shimcha Malkeinu, right? The Yichaisim, and then you close off Baruch Ata Hashem Keil Roy Va'Aydais. So that is the bracha for somebody who does not have any fields. Let's see, Meshavur on this, Rabbi does right, Shlomo. The Ribui Adais, he gives us many different, we praise him in many different ways. Okay? So that is the first bracha that's made. That is for somebody who does not have fields himself. Im yeshleish sada b'shutfes. What happens if he has a field that he owns in a partnership with somebody else? Then you say hatoyveh because it's not only good for you, it's good for the other person too. The main lo shuta b'sadim avarach shechianu. You make a shechianu. So again, so the guy who doesn't own a field, he's thanking Hashem for all this rain, but he can't say hatoyveh meitiv. It wasn't meitiv to him by the rain coming because he doesn't have a field. It's very indirect. A guy who has a field with somebody else, he can say hatoyveh meitiv. He does good to me and he does good to my partner. The main way should have so I can't say a toivemetiv. So he says, Mavarak says Rima, somebody who hears that raindrop can make this bracha of Hatoiv and Hametiv. Okay, we'll do the Mishabura on this. Pretty simple stuff. We'll do the Mishabura on it tomorrow. And Mr. Shem, hopefully we'll be back to the regular
wow,
time.
breaking. Oh.